WMFO Medford 10:01 in the morning. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mike. I'll be here till 11. Let me tell you what I played in that last Freeformy set. And then I'm going to introduce you to our guests, the band Laika. All right, so start off with Guided by Voices from their latest record called Sweating the Plague. That was Immortals. Dawes. When did that come out? I don't know when that came out. That was from a great record, I don't know, within the last decade, I think, called Nothing Is Wrong, Time Spent in Los Angeles. Mike Viola, local music from him, from 2011's Electro Di Perfecto. That was Get You Back, and I'm so psyched I didn't trip over that album name. That's hard to say. And Billy Gibbons and the BFGs from 2015's Perfecto Mundo. That was Got Love If You Want It. Great album there, for sure. Okay, I'm going to turn up these other mics and try and introduce my guest to you, because I'm really bad with names. So let me see. First of all, on my right here, we have Richie.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, you tell me if I get your name wrong. But I won't, because I wrote it down.
Okay.
All right. Next to the left is Jesse.
How are we doing? I'm Jesse.
I'm doing good. And Richie and Jesse both play guitar. Mm-hmm. They don't claim lead guitar or rhythm guitar or anything. They just play guitar. Mm-hmm. Right? All right, Sam, the next one on the left is bass.
Hello, happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you here. And Cam on the drums.
Howdy, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you guys could make it. I know it's an early kind of a thing on Saturday.
Man, I'm not this early every Saturday.
It's an excuse to get breakfast, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry about it. I forgot the coffee and the donuts. Sorry about that.
Next time.
So you came down here all the way from the north of Boston. We don't want to say which city it is or town it is. Or?
We practice in Malden. We have... These guys are from a few different towns.
Yeah, we live like kind of all in the same general area, but it's more or less Malden.
HQ is Richie's basement.
Yes. Yeah.
The Jam Labs.
Yeah. So what these guys are referring to is they rehearse in Richie's basement, which is great. Mm-hmm. And how often do you do that?
If we have something coming up, it can be 3-4 times a week. But then, say we're just hanging.
Times a week?
It depends what's going on, you know? Because if we want to be sharp for something... We're going to practice more.
We're
but say we have
sharp.
Nothing planned out, maybe we'll take like a one practice a week type thing.
And what happens in those? Is it usually, what happens if there's something new that is going to be introduced to the band? Do you all contribute and write, or is it one person who brings a song and says, hey, got something new to try?
I think me and Jesse bring all the songs on the album.
Yep.
Sam's actually cooking up some new stuff for the next album too. But we'll write like kind of the structure, the framework for the song, and then we'll sit down together while we have all our instruments, and we'll be like, okay, well, this sounds cool if you do this, but this sounds a little better if I do this right before. And it kind of just like, the more we play it,
kind of just figure it all out.
We just jam with the tracks, really, and they get better as we go.
Right, right. So that was Richie talking, and Richie, you're pretty much the manager of the band as well?
That's what they say.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you wear that big, you know, hello, my name is.
Yes, exactly.
I'm lying. He doesn't. And so you guys, some of you anyway, have known each other since you're like 14.
Mm-hmm.
You and Jesse.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that was like last year before?
Oh, no. Close.
Yeah.
Freshman year of high school, I think we met in a class at our school.
We were in the same classes and stuff.
And you always talked about maybe starting a rock band?
Yeah.
Well, I had no clue he played guitar at first, and he actually walked up to me and started talking about guitar, and I was like, how much do you know about me, man? And then we just ended up hanging out one day, and after that we started hanging out more and more.
Yeah.
And I haven't kicked him out yet.
Richie, everybody knows everything about you. We talk about you all the time. I'm just saying. We know everything.
I hope not.
All right. And what is your day job?
I'm a substitute teacher right now, and I also work at a hockey rink, too.
Oh, very cool. So, you play goalie?
Yes, me and Cam do, actually.
Same team?
Yep. Nope.
Oh, no. Nope?
Nope.
I can see the attitude when you said nope.
Nope.
How often do you play against each other?
We haven't played each other since high school days.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. That's too bad. And Jesse, you're an HVAC.
Yeah, I'm a contractor. Job sites and all that fun stuff.
So is that heat and air conditioning?
Yeah, all the above.
So you got to be a busy guy, especially when seasons change.
Oh, yeah. In the mornings, I'm always running around doing fun stuff. It's always a good time.
And when you say fun stuff, you mean?
I mean, I'm somewhat being sarcastic, but I mean, sometimes it's pretty fun. It's always something going on.
Sarcasm is welcome here.
Yeah.
And Sam, on the bass, how long have you been doing this?
Well, actually, funny enough, I met Richie through work. I'm a high school teacher in Somerville.
Yep.
But we did this awesome apprenticeship through Citizen Schools, and he just like looked on my email, and he was like, "Hey, man, is that you in a bass guitar picture?" I was like, yeah, I played in a band. And he was like, okay, well, do you want to try out for mine? And so I came into the picture at the same time as Cam did, but that was only, how long ago was that?
When does that start? When does Citizen School start?
I want to say it's been less than a year, right?
Yeah, for sure, less than a year.
6 months, something like that.
Yeah.
And what was Citizen School?
Citizen Schools is a nonprofit program that encourages like experiential learning. It's an after-school program and also like helps students earn degrees. And that's what I did. I was able to get like my master's while student teaching. So
very
cool.
It was
pretty sweet. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Very cool. And Cam on the drums. How long you been with this outfit, Cam?
So I ended up starting pretty much about, like Sam said, a few months ago.
Yep.
I knew Richie before because my cousin's one of his best friends.
Oh, okay.
And so one day he got in touch with me and just asked if we wanted to jam. And because I know that their drummer, like, he wasn't really with them much anymore. So they were just looking for someone to jam with. And so
looking for a drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him I'd jam with them a little bit. And then it just kind of blossomed, and now I'm here talking.
No, it didn't blossom. The second we heard Cam play the drums, we were like, you have to stay here. You cannot go anywhere.
We need them.
They locked the doors behind me.
That's good. That's good.
Like
so,
that.
So the logo of your band is Richie's dog.
Yes.
And dogs are important to all you guys, because I remember a couple weeks ago, you were doing this this event.
Yes.
It was for a charity event. Mm-hmm. So dogs are, I mean, you know, they say if you don't have a dog, like the guy in the Oval Office, you know, if you don't like dogs and dogs don't like you, there's something wrong.
Something's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
What am I saying? Oh, I don't know. But dogs are important to you, and that's very cool.
Mm.
So you all have dogs?
I know one, Cam does, and I do. Jesse wants one.
I don't, but
Sam
dogs love me. So
his girlfriend have been talking about getting a dog.
It's the first child.
It is. It definitely is.
So Laika the dog is that dog from the 50s that they sent up.
With no rescue
first
plan,
dog in
nothing.
Space.
Mm-hmm. Basically, not to be morbid, but it cooked like it was in a microwave.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how did the band name come about?
I was really into sci-fi a couple years back,
yeah.
Or maybe like a year and a half back, and I was reading The Martian. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know the book. They made the, I think, Matt Damon movie with them.
Okay.
And I was just super into sci-fi. I was looking up different facts and tidbits about sci-fi, and I read about Laika, and I had just gotten a dog of my own, and I was like, wow, this is like really cool, and it's kind of catchy. It would be a good name for a band, and I haven't heard it before. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool name, and the logo of your dog is great.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, collectively, how long have you guys been playing your instruments?
I've been playing for, I don't know, maybe 10 years.
Okay, that's Sam on bass.
Yeah.
I'm in for about, I think, 7 or 8 years now on guitar.
Okay.
Probably about the same, 7 or 8.
Yeah, I'm probably, I'd say about 10 years, I'd say, give or take.
Okay, that's Cam on the drums. All right, so you've definitely got some experience.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And when you join a band, I'm sure one of the first things you talk about is who influences you, who do you listen to? So let's talk a little bit about that. I asked you that question beforehand, and you had mentioned some influences, three of them actually, you were talking to me about. The Pixies, or is it just Pixies?
The Pixies, yep.
Yeah. Local.
Yes.
Excellent. Weezer.
Classic.
And Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, yeah.
So did you guys come up with these together? Or
yeah,
was
we
it
talked over as a group a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do you think you model your sound after them?
Definitely after Weezer, like mostly after Weezer, mm-hmm. but also after the Pixies a bit. A lot of our like kind of abstract sounds, the stuff you don't typically hear, I think we've gotten the idea to do that from the Pixies.
Mm-hmm. And Richie, specifically, who are you listening to that really influenced you besides these guys?
I listen, obviously, the Pixies. They're probably my on-repeat band, but
yeah.
Weezer, Buckethead I listen to a lot. I like Jimi Hendrix and a lot of classic rock more than newer stuff.
All right.
Neil Young's a big one for me.
Oh. See, we were just talking last week, actually. Neil Young is an acquired taste.
Oh.
I mean, either you love him or you hate him, right?
I love him.
I love him.
So I guess I've acquired that taste early.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes good.
I said the other day, I was like, I need, no matter how much the tickets are, next time he's here, I'm going to be there.
Well, he just put something out.
Mm-hmm. I saw
and,
that.
And, you know, just the screaming guitars, just I just love that.
It really hits you.
Jesse, what about you? What about your influences?
So that whole Queens of the Stone Age is kind of down my alley. I kind of base a lot of my songwriting off of them, like mm-hmm. Foo Fighters, just kind of like early 2000s, late 90s, kind of weird, punky, rock and roll.
Dave Grohl is the man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
definitely a big one for me. Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, that kind of thing.
I never knew how to pronounce his name until I had to play something.
I didn't either for a bit, but I kind of got it down.
I actually had to look at a YouTube video when somebody mentioned it, and he says, yeah, that's how you do it.
I heard it.
It's such
like,
a weird name.
Yeah, it's a weird dude, but it's kind of why I like him.
Well, listen, weird people are musicians.
Weird
not,
people?
No offense,
oh,
but you know.
Oh, I'm pretty weird, trust me.
All, of
all right, then maybe, okay.
Yeah. Weird
Sam,
is good.
Sam, bass, 10 years in, right? What? Who do you listen to?
Oh, I listen to all sorts of things. I would say in patterning after what I'm kind of trying to write for this band, definitely a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Kind of want to bring a little bit of that funky sound, you know, maybe a little bit of rap action in there too. I would say probably like my favorite bands of all time. Obviously, the ones listed are fantastic.
Yeah.
I also am a huge fan of Animal Collective and Sublime. I think that one thing Richie once said was that this group is just kind of trying its best to be eclectic and just draw on all sorts of different influences. When we had this conversation, it was kind of like, oh, well, I feel like the Arctic Monkeys are a big influence. And we kind of rattled off about 20 different band names before we settled on the three, you know. So
it's not an easy thing to do, I know.
It's not, no.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes from within, too. So it's just kind of you internalize all these great artists and try your best to emulate it.
Mm-hmm. Cam, what about you?
I'd say my taste might be a little bit off the grid. Like, if I wasn't listening and playing, like, rock music, I absolutely love country. I know that's a kind of red flag for some people.
like country of the 1970s or country of now?
Oh, definitely older country. Like, I like the twangy stuff. Like, my dad's big on country,
okay.
So that was, like, my dad was the country person, my mom was, like, the electronic person, and then I'm somewhere in the middle, so I'd probably say country music is a big one for me.
That's actually a pretty good mix.
Mm.
So, you told me that you guys are working on trying to get the opportunity to play out more.
Yes, mm-hmm. We definitely
for sure.
are.
Yeah. So, you got anything lined up?
It sounds like we have something lined up in Lynn in January. We don't want to say too much yet because it's not exactly set in stone, but I think it's going to be a really
seems
fun
like,
time.
Yeah.
I think people should go.
Okay.
But other than that, we're ready to play. So
If you got a place, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard you guys use the word eclectic a little bit here. I know that's going to be the name of your next record.
Yes.
Seems
how is that coming around so far?
The new record?
Yeah.
You know, we're writing some songs for it. I know a couple of us have three or four songs set aside each. We kind of had a goal of making it 12 songs with three bonus songs.
That's
on
adventurous.
It, which, yeah, it's a big deal because our last album was like 29 minutes of music and 8 songs. But I think it's a good project for us. I think the music on this album is going to be a lot different and a little better
than
the
evolved,
last album.
Kinda.
A lot of the songs we had on that album were me and Jesse wrote in high school.
Just kind of stuff we've had, just putting it all together and stuff. But the stuff that's going on the next album, I feel like it's kind of what we are now, you know, like what we evolved into and how much we've progressed over the past couple of years, you know.
We want to hang on to some of the heaviness that exists there, but it's definitely moving, I would think, in a different direction.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Mm.
So you guys have mentioned a bit about you're all pretty much songwriters.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, Cam as well?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on stuff too. I mean, mostly it's rhythm stuff because I'm not really big on lyrics. But
that
I mean,
makes sense.
Like, if there's something I can think of, like, to help, like, when we're workshopping songs, I'll voice my opinion.
He does make some great recommendations. Maybe I'll say something in a song and be like, well, it would make more sense if you said it like this or had one less syllable here.
Well, what comes first? Is it lyrics or is it music or does it vary?
I think, at least for me and I think for Jesse, too, we sit there with an acoustic guitar when we're writing a song. We'll find a riff or maybe we'll just find something. We'll start playing and jamming. We'll be like, you know what? Let's make this a song.
Turn it into something.
And then we'll sit down. We'll write maybe half a verse, feel it out, start playing it. And if it's worth keeping, play through, write the verse, maybe try to write a chorus for it. But you can always go back to stuff, too. Like, I have songs half written that are eventually going to be done, but I'm not in a rush.
As you might imagine, a lot of people come through here and they get these same kind of questions. Mm-hmm. And always when it's about songwriting, everybody says, yeah, I picked something up from a couple of years ago or back in high school,
exactly.
Like you said. There's always a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something like with unfinished lyrics.
Yeah, it's always something sitting.
Yeah,
to be finished.
And sometimes it's passages just of phrases that will fit in something
right.
they're working on
yep.
now that didn't work 10 years ago.
That's if you looked at my iPhone notes, I have maybe 100 just one-liners. A lot of times it's when I'm walking back from school to the garage. I'll think of something cool. I'll hear it in my poetry class or something. I'll be like, I'm going to put a twist on this, and I'll just remember it. stuff in movies and stuff.
That's the fun thing about songwriting is it's always just like a singular idea. It starts off as just one line, and then whatever it is that comes from it and evolves could take it in a completely different direction. But, you know, all sorts of artists do different things where they'll like name a song, like a lyric that doesn't even exist within that song. And so there's just so much freedom. But I find that it always starts from just like a singular idea. Like maybe you're driving home and you're like, huh, have you had your fill yet? Mm-hmm. Okay, I could make a whole song about just that one concept.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Sounds like you guys are, you got this bad, you're like in it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm in it, all right.
It's just amazing how similar it is when asked the same question that people have the same commentary about writing and how it just envelops their entire being. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta be totally involved in it.
Yeah, and then there will be other times, you know, we'll have those 100 lines of single words written out, and I'll start writing a song, and I'll look through every single one of those. I'll be like, these suck. I'm just going to write a new song completely. But either way, it leads me to writing a song.
Yeah, people have told me they have pages and pages, sometimes multiple notebooks of things, and they just don't work at a time. But if you stick with it, sometimes you'll go back and you go, oh my God, that's exactly what I need for what I was trying to get yesterday.
It'll fit with something
else.
Use
it or lose it.
Yeah. Use it or lose it, yeah. But yeah, never throw it away because you never know.
Definitely not.
All right, so hey, why don't we play your the songs that you have for influences?
That sounds great.
And then we'll come back and we'll have you guys play live acoustic.
Awesome.
Sweet. And because it's really fun to sort of hear the influences and then hear how you actually or how they sound like you or you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's check that out. We'll start with the Pixies, and this is WMFO. We're here with Laika.
Stop. Yeah. thanks for all you've shown us. This is how we feel. Come sit next to me, pour yourself some tea. Just like grandma made when couldn't find sleep. Things were better then, once but never again. We've all left the den and tight by it. Choo-choo train left right on time. Ticket costs only your mind.
Buenas tardes, señoras y señoritas. Aquí está el DJ Héctor Bonifacio Echeverría Cervantes de la Cruz Arroyo Rojas. Esta es la radio que sacó a toda la estación donde el rock vive y no muere. Vamos a escuchar un par de temas de Queens of the Stone Age. Primero vamos a escuchar First It Giveth. ¡Qué música impresionante, temible y verdaderamente ahora! Van a ver, aquí va, aquí va, aquí va.
It's WMFO. This is Mike. That was not me speaking Spanish. It couldn't have been. I mean, I took Spanish in high school, but that was a long time ago.
Me too. I didn't learn anything.
But nobody wants to know that. I could tell you stories from Spanish class. It was weird. Another time. All right, so those were, I have Laika the band here with me. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
All right, so we just played your influences. We can talk about them a little bit if you want to. Richie already sort of extolled the virtues of the great Pixies, but that was Where Is My Mind. Everybody knows that song.
Oh,
that's,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, as a band, you want everybody to know your song. I mean, everybody knows that song. Everybody.
Classic.
Was huge. Yeah. What about it?
The first time I heard that song was in a skate video when I was maybe 10, 11 years old. I was just in that phase. I heard that song. I was like, this is everything. This song defines me.
It's perfect for a skate video, though. It
yeah,
is.
It's great.
It is.
Yeah. Anybody else about Pixies or that song?
I saw this in a Fight Club. And this is Sam on the bass, by the way. Shout outs to CMC Go Stags. We used to hold a little Fight Club. So I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but I mean, you know, that's a book.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Next was from the Blue album, they call it, by Weezer. My name is Jonas. Some of you guys were saying nobody knows that song. But I was saying, you know, but it's so Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
Weezer is one of those bands that you just know they have their own sound, and you do always know it's them. That can be a good thing, can be a bad thing. You know,
definitely a good thing.
They really know what they're doing.
They're taking over the world. You know?
That song is kind of like an outlier. I would say it's not like typical Weezer, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
It's way more arpeggio than a lot of their songs are. A lot of their
arpeggio.
Songs, you know, power chords they rely on and stuff, right. And a quick little riff, but. Mm. I like it.
I thought that was maybe like an appetizer in an Italian restaurant.
Something like that.
Yeah, thanks for laughing at my lameness.
Order your
All right. That was My Name is Jonas from the Blue album. And Queens of the Stone Age, of course, for songs for the deaf. No one knows.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that's just saying the word classic just doesn't even do it.
Oh, no. That's like probably my favorite song of all time. That one. And like, I took a lot from like just his guitar playing in general, like the whole thing where he does his pinky. He uses a pinky a lot in that song. And that's kind of how I derived me using it all the time, just from him doing that.
As we all wave our pinkies in the air on the radio.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. Anybody else about that song? It's incredible.
I just remember when I had first met Jesse, it's a funny story. I think that was the only song he knew when we first started playing guitar.
That's all I played.
So for about 2 months, every time I was with Jesse, I heard that song.
Yeah, I perfected it.
Yeah. I guess it's going to be a quality hang with you. Hey, I'm going to play a song for you. That song? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder which.
It's a classic.
You have a tattoo in commemoration.
I have two Queens of the Stone Age commemorated tattoos, actually. Like
along
on my arm.
With our Laika tattoos.
Along with the Laika tattoos that me and Richie got on our chests. I have quite a lot.
Nice. So the Laika tattoo has got to be Charlie.
I have just the logo that you'd see in our typical profile picture. I actually have the gold and black logo on my chest.
I have a little sub-logo that that I made of just like a little picture of a dog like in black with the name Laika inside.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so now that we've heard your influences, it's always kind of fun to hear you guys play and see how much you sound like them or them like you.
Absolutely. That's
so
the best part.
So we got to figure out the microphone thing. So the instrumentation, for those who aren't here, we got three guitars. They're all acoustic. And so you're going to be playing bass. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to make it? You just...
I really just play the low strings, but just because this is in my hand, I will be doing things a little bit differently.
Okay.
Adding some flavor. Yeah.
So let's make sure we move the mic so they're going to be able to pick you up, but I'll be doing this on the board here to make sure we pick you all up. But the vocals, make sure we can hear you. They will pick up the guitars,
right.
And the drums over there should be good, just being ambient. So the first one you want to do is a song called Stuck.
Yes.
That's on your first EP?
It is not. It's not on the album. It's written by Jesse, actually.
That's me. Yeah, it's probably going to be on the next album.
Yes. We've played it live a few times.
Yeah.
Most people won't know it.
Is this a different sound for you than or is it continuing with sort of the first EP?
This is kind of like a little bit of an evolution for me. It's a little different, but I tried to keep my same kind of vibe with what I wrote back in high school, just kind of more of a little evolution from what I had, you know.
I just had a really good idea, because you have to sing too, right? All right, let's. You can swing that mic over here, and swing that one. And I'll swing this one over here.
Good move.
Right, not bad. This is why I get the big bucks.
Musical perfect. Mics.
All right,
shout out to Mike.
100%.
All right, so this is gonna be like the band and Stuck live in Studio A. Everybody,
here we go.
Stuck I'll just bring this over here so I'm not screaming so much. So you said that might be on your next album, probably, huh?
Yeah, most likely. Probably will be. Definitely,
and you wrote that?
I did.
All right. It's a good Pretty one. Cool. Pretty cool.
Thank you, man.
All right, so the next one that you want to do is Reborn. Yes, a little bit about that one.
That's written by Richie, actually, okay. And I do the lead in it.
Okay.
It's another good one that's probably going to be on our next album.
Okay, cool. All right, more from Live in Studio A. This is Laika.
Let's move the mics around.
Adjust this up.
Say, I really like that one. You wrote that one, Richie?
Yeah, I wrote it after watching that movie yesterday about the Beatles. I went on a bit of a Beatles binge, and that's my best shot at trying to write a song like the Beatles.
And the lyrics were kind of about what?
Reborn.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I have like I have like 101 hobbies, as like anyone listening would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of just like I have an overwhelming amount of stuff that I have to get done, and I'm trying to choose the right stuff to do that will like actually benefit me but also make me happy.
Uh-huh. And since you said make you happy, I know that probably the overwhelming thing that you guys want to do is just do things that make you happy.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have a line in the song, I can't wait till I'm in my basement where we jam, to jam with my best friend, jam with my friend, something like that. And that's like, I think that's the keystone line in that song. That's like, sums up how I feel all the time.
I like everything about that song.
I just want to play music with my friends.
That's going to be on the next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do one more from you guys. This one's called Heartless. Tell us a little bit about it before you start.
Everyone should know this one. This is one of our more popular songs. We always open with it.
Shout out to
the
fans.
We're closing with this. But it's basically an anthem-y song. Me and Jesse, a while back, we were sitting in my bedroom. He was like, hey, I have this riff. I was like, hey, I have some words. And he had some words, and then I had a little bit of a riff. And we wrote a song, I guess, you know?
Okay. So this one's called Heartless.
If I can fix the mic, it will be.
Thank you, guys. So we heard three, Stuck, Reborn, and that was just Heartless by Laika right here, live in Studio A. And that was you guys acoustic. So we're going to hear a couple from your EP, On the Outside Looking In. Is it in?
Or yep,
is,
On the Outside Looking In.
Because the way that it printed out doesn't say in. But anyway, and then Every Man for Himself.
Yep.
Both on the EP.
They're both on the EP.
Yeah. Both confusing so, song titles.
Do you do a lot of acoustic stuff like you just did? Or
honestly, Cam bought the cajon about a month ago, and that's where we... Not even. I mean, I think we started playing acoustic songs together like...
Recently.
Monday or Tuesday this week.
That sounded really good. All right, let's give everybody a chance to hear what you sound like when you recorded. This is On the Outside Looking In. This is Laika, WMFO. Social pariah. 10:56 in the morning here at WMFO. This is Mike on the mic. I've been here for the last hour with the local band Laika from north of Boston, and that was two of their tracks. Really nice to hear that. That last one, Every Man for Himself, I think I played that last time when you did that charity.
Yes, I know you wanted to mention that. It was awesome.
I know you wanted to mention that.
And yeah, I just wanted to give a special shout out to the whole Dorr family. They run a great senior dog rescue. Lots
That's
of
so
dogs
nice.
Who, yeah, they get put out on the street because, you know, the family gets a new puppy, they're moving, whatever it is. And these people are nice enough to, they have, I think, 7 or 8 senior dogs and living in their home on the couches with them and everything.
Beautiful thing to do.
It's just awesome to see.
Yep. Okay, and where can people get that that EP? Every place that Fine Music is sold online?
Yeah.
We're on
just about every major streaming service, you know, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, whatever you can think of,
and
probably
YouTube.
There.
It's just a self-titled record, just L-A-I-K-A. Yep.
L-A-I-K-A.
All right.
And you'll find it.
Debut.
All right, I want to thank Richie, Jesse, Sam, and Cam. Thank you very
much.
Thanks
so much for having
Thanks for having
us.
Appreciate it. I think it was great. And hope you come back again. You know we do the live day in the spring. So, yeah, we'll see. And we'll go. So, it's 10:57 in the morning. And that means that Something About the Women is coming up today. And today, as I look behind me, it looks like it's Jane. Jane is here. And she's going to go on mic number 4.
I am. Oh, it's live radio.
It is.
Woo-hoo.
What's up with you today?
Well, I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Riding
How about
bikes?
You?
Only from the car to the studio.
To the studio. It is still sunny outside.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. There's been
lately. Live music, sunshine. It's good. It's good.
It is all good.
Yeah.
So I love it when you're here for Something About the Women, because at noon, you have a special kind of a thing that you do. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that's a 6-song set. Sometimes we feature an artist or a theme, and today, Mike, we're going to feature some lost and forgotten girl groups in our 6-pack at Noon.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's a fun sound, and this is inspired by my friend Andrew, who shared some of this fabulous music with me. So we're going to do a 6-pack of that.
Very, very nice. Okay, stay tuned, everybody, for Jane and Something About the Women. I'm Mike. I won't be here next week because of Thanksgiving holiday, but I'll be here
Mike,
in 2 weeks.
Mike, we're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too. But I'll be back in 2 weeks if they let me come back.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
All right. Something About the Women starts now at WMFO.
In Medford.
Turn and burn me out until they turn me out. Oh.